plan?
I was born in Vermont, raised in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And at the point that all of this began, my folks were living aboard a boat in Essex, Connecticut. They were living aboard their second boat, and it was a classic houseboat, mm-hmm. which means it doesn't look like anything people think of as houseboat. It was built in 1912, wow. designed by John Trumpy and built by a yard in Camden, New Jersey, the Mathis Yard. It was just absolutely beautiful. She was 70 feet, and my brother and my dad went to Florida to find her, and then when they were bringing her north to Connecticut, they asked me to come down and be an extra set of hands and to cook. Thank you very much. So,
how old were you then?
Say again?
How old were you?
That was in 1971, and that meant I would have been 22, mm-hmm. something like that, 23.
Now, this was their second boat, so they had a...
They had a boat before that. It was horribly ugly. It was like the Titanic. It can't sink, and it did. And I don't think they were in production for very long. They were extremely ugly. Mm-hmm. It was a catamaran, but not... It was like a U-shaped hull, not a pontoon. And they were just awful. They were, in every way you could think of as awful, they were not commodious. They were ugly. They were, they didn't ride well. You know, they snapped in a beam. Oh, they were just awful. So fortunately, that didn't last too long. They were on that boat for 2 years, and then they moved to the Ibis for 4 years.
Where did the impulse to move to a houseboat come from, do you think?
My dad. He had been involved with boats. I think I don't know if it was his dad or maybe his grandfather or some of his uncles. Somebody in the family had a classic boat like Ibis, mm-hmm. When he was a kid. And he had been sailing his whole life, as in sailboat sailing. Mm-hmm. And so he taught me to sail when I was like 8. And we'd always had a sailboat of some sort, small boats, lake sailing, not ocean sailing. Mm-hmm. And so...
Would this have been in Vermont?
No, it was in Connecticut. We moved to Connecticut when I was young.
Okay.
But we lived on a lake from the time I was 8 till I was 19, till we moved to the boat. Mm-hmm. And so... It seemed, you know, when Dad wanted to move, we all said, yeah, but, you know, it was a bit of a stretch, but when we got on Ibis, it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. By then, I was in college, and I was in and out. When we brought Ibis north from Florida, we kept playing tag with this guy who was clearly delivering a yacht. He was in a... Gulf Star, I think it was, motor sailor. Mm-hmm. And he was just motoring her. And we kept playing tag. And eventually we got to know him. He'd come and have dinner with us. And so he and I ended up going out, and he's the one who introduced me around New York.
So he worked for the company you eventually...
He worked for Patrick Ellum, Inc., I mean, as an independent contractor, that was what Patrick Ellum did. Uh-huh. And then while we were together, he worked his way up licensing, and he and I moved down to Florida for a year, and he tested while we were there and increased his licensure.
Right.
So he was mate... As we were splitting up, he became a mate on a larger vessel. Mm-hmm. I think he went to Getty first, which helped open the door at Getty for me, which was about a year after he and I had split. And so I went... He and I split in December of 73. I went to Getty in October of 74.
Okay.
And... I think he was also on the Coastwise fleet. But I don't know that he was still there when I was there. I think he had already moved on.
Mm-hmm. But he was kind of your introduction to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, you had been around boats, you lived on a boat. But...
Right. And he and I did yacht deliveries together for Patrick Allen.